Well, severe weather is gone out of North Texas. Cooler weather will replace it as we work our way through the rest of the week. But a warming trend's on the way this weekend into early next week. Good morning, my friends and followers. Welcome to Wednesday. Residents across southeastern Denton and southwestern Collin County and parts of Grayson County were awakened in the middle of the night to hail up to the size of golf balls. Many areas experienced pocket change size hail in these areas as well. All right, the rain and storms continue to press off to the south and east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area this morning. A cold front's now south of us as well. We'll look for cooler, drier air to slowly filter into the area through the rest of the week with afternoon highs in the low 80s today, mid-80s tomorrow, but only near 80 on Friday due to considerable cloudiness. Morning lows will mainly be into the 60s with a smattering of 50s in some of the outlying areas. This weekend will be warm and dry for the opening weekend of the State Fair of Texas with afternoon highs in the mid-80s on Saturday and upper 80s on Sunday. And our warming trend continues into early next week as well, with highs pushing 90 degrees by next Monday and Tuesday. As of now, looks like another cold front will push through the area sometime the second half of Tuesday, cooling us down into Wednesday and Thursday, but no rain with it. In other news, soon to become Hurricane Helene is now entering the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Landfall will be in the Big Bend area of Florida with maximum sustained winds as high as 120 miles per hour. That's a strong Category 3 hurricane, folks. It might even be stronger than that. Helene will have no impact on the weather here across North Texas, except some high clouds moving into the area on Friday. Have a great day today and try to enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.